kind enough to join us right now, former Representative Betty Folliard, who, of course, many people, you know, she was on the air here for goodness sakes for a long time. She's also been a guest on this show a few times, so she's welcoming her back. As Wednesday, we have Women's Equity Day. Women's Equality Day on Wednesday. There's a big event with that coming up on Wednesday night. We'll talk to her about that. We'll also talk about the fight to get the Equal Rights Amendment passed. Betty, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Hey, Matt. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. No, anytime you want to come on, you make the show easy. I got to kind of mail it in.
<You're> I love it.
You have been getting quite a bit of press lately. Justifiably, because we once again have what could be considered a broken record. Why hasn't the Equal Rights Amendment passed? We should address this on both levels. There is a state issue here as well as a federal issue, correct?
That's right. We haven't done a state ERA, although over half the states in the country have one. And we still are fighting the fight to put women's rights and equality into the federal ERA, into the federal constitution. So, yes, it's a fight all around.
Yes. Well, let's focus, if you don't mind, let's focus on the fight that's going on in the state first. This is last year, the House passed a bill to get the Equal Rights Amendment going here in the state of Minnesota. The Republican-held Senate, who once again tries to insist that they are trying to appeal to suburban women, they didn't even give it a hearing in 2019. They promised they would try to do something in 2020. To be fair, coronavirus kind of derailed a lot of plans. But considering this is the same party that just fired a woman because they were mad at Governor Walz, I don't hold my breath that they're going to get to this anytime soon. What is your thoughts?
Well, it's the same as 100 years ago. You know, we're coming up to the 100th anniversary of the celebration of the 19th Amendment tomorrow. And 100 years ago, there was one man standing in the way, and his mother sent him a note and changed his mind on the House floor in Tennessee, and he voted for women's suffrage. And right now in the Minnesota Senate, there's one man standing in the way, and that is Paul Gazelka, the majority leader of the Senate. And, you know, you could say Warren Limmer's in that too, but Warren Limmer told the Minnesota Lawyers Association back a few months ago that he was deferring to the decision of the majority leader. So it lands on Paul Gazelka's lap. And let me just say a word about Paul Gazelka, a very nice man to meet in person, very nice man. And, you know, he went to Oral Roberts University to get his degree, you know, trained to be a pastor, but went into the marketplace to become, because God called him to be an insurance salesman.
Okay.
And so he wrote a book about proselytizing in the marketplace, where he describes how to do it because it's so important to be talking in businesses about religion. And in that book, he talks about his porn addiction. Now, this is the guy who's standing in the way of the Equal Rights Amendment in Minnesota. He's the gatekeeper. If we eliminate him or change his seat or change the makeup of the Senate, then there's going to be no question that the Equal Rights Amendment will finally pass in the Minnesota Constitution. But more importantly, you know, the federal Constitution, I always say when I work on the issue of the Equal Rights Amendment at the federal level, that is more than 50 times more effective because there's 50 states, but also that, you know, we have federal courts here as well as the circuit courts that we have here. We have things happen here, and if you bring any kind of a lawsuit against a company that gets any federal dollars, they can hop that discrimination lawsuit into the federal courts, and we don't have any protections on the basis of sex or gender there.
Mm-hmm. When going back to the state level, and obviously if Susan Kent was the majority leader, I'm pretty sure we'd get this passed pretty quick here. So
no, it's going to be gone. Oh, it'll be done in a second if she gets in.
Well, and prophesizing through insurance. I was reading the gospel according to Flo from Progressive, but I didn't really understand it. As a Catholic, I can make that joke. Now, that being said, You know, I have heard, I have been doing this radio show in various time slots for 10 years. I have heard Republican after Republican talk about how they really care about women, but we're not going to let them have the equal rights. And Gazelka is just the latest example of this. And like I said, I mean, nice guy, fine. I look at a guy that basically, without any warning, fired a woman because he was mad at a man. And that is not any kind of – he fired a commissioner of a Department of Labor and Industry. That is not someone that I would trust to ever come forward and do this on his own. So when they come on out and try to sweet-talk the suburban women and say, we're really on your side, the reality is he's already shown he has no intent on giving equal rights to women in the state of Minnesota.
So, Matt, I'm a suburban woman. I couldn't be further to the left of Paul Gazelka, but then I think the state is further to the left. I think he is completely out of touch with the state of Minnesota. And ERA Minnesota, the organization that I founded, has got questionnaires going out to all of the candidates, and we will have that posted on our website. You need to look at that. Voters need to look at that and see who supports equality, who will champion equality. Then you need to vote equality. You need to elect equality so that we get representation in our legislature for the state ERA. As I say, we're just one man away right now from getting that job done, and historically that's just the way it goes. 100 years ago, that's why we're celebrating, because women gained the vote. Well, some women gained the vote. There were still barriers, and of course Jim Crow got in the way of a whole lot of women of color gaining the vote, but also the thought processes back then. But let me just say that today, as we look at what the significance of Women's Equality Day tomorrow is, it is a celebration of all that we have accomplished so far and all that we yet have to get done. Mm-hmm. And what we need to get done is to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. And, you know, we actually this year passed the 38th state, Matt.
Yeah, Virginia, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
And what happened was, and you know, for so many decades, the leadership has been ignoring, obfuscating, ignoring, right? We get right up to the point where we have reached the constitutional requirements to put a new amendment in the U.S. Constitution, getting three-quarters of the states, and the Trump administration's DOJ, Department of Justice, intervened, sending an opinion to the U.S. archivist saying that, oh, you can't do that because it died in 1979. 1979 was the first deadline for the Equal Rights Amendment. And that's what they're arguing. They said they killed the ERA. But I can tell you of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who are fighting for the Equal Rights Amendment today all across America who beg to differ on that. So now it's the lawsuits. And again, Matt, let me just refer to you back to 100 years ago. People don't know this necessarily, but 100 years ago, after the final state ratified, that last young man, 24-year-old legislator, changed his mind because what his mother said, and they ratified the women's suffrage into the 19th Amendment. When that happened, as soon as that happened, there were lawsuits. Well, now we get the 38th state, the administration gets in the way, and now the lawsuits are flying. And we've got all of these AGs. We've got 23 AGs. We've got 93 major corporations. We've got all the women's and justice organizations coming in behind us. We have amicus briefs flying left and right. It's phenomenal. We have amicus briefs from governors. I mean, it's just tremendous. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are. We are 9/10 of the way of rolling this boulder uphill.
And you,
so let me tell you what we're doing tomorrow.
I will say this. There's nothing I basically find more annoying than people like, you know, Bill Barr in the Attorney General's Office, Department of Justice, saying, well, I'd sure am for this, but gee willikers, what can I do? My hands are tied. So they want to try to play both sides of the knife. But the reality is it should have been long past, and we should be there. Betty Folliard is joining us. You do have this event coming up tomorrow. It's going to be starting at 7 o'clock. Is it virtual?
It's a virtual concert, and it's a national virtual concert. We have about 44 organizations all across the country. The ones I'm most proud of are we have 9 of the 12 unratified states for the federal ERA. We have organizations in those states who are sharing this out, who are broadcasting it, and then we have national organizations and state organizations and local organizations all supporting it. It's called Face the Music for ERA, and it can be found on ERA Minnesota webpage or on our Facebook page, and we'll even be putting out the URL for YouTube. And it premieres tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
But it's going to be, you know, all across the country. It's broadcast all across the country in all the time zones. And let me tell you who we have on it. Because, you know, basically Heather Allison, the president of ERA Minnesota, she started bugging me about a month and a half ago. She kept on calling me and said, oh, we should do this thing, because she'd worked with Pete Kronowitz from San Francisco, who is the head of Face the Music Collective of artists. And she said, we should do a national ERA thing on Women's Equality Day. And I thought, oh, get me out of my COVID coma and make me listen. You know, and I finally woke up. And all of a sudden I said, okay, well, we can do this. And we started contacting all of our friends all across the country, and we got these 44 sponsors. Then we started appealing to the artists. And here are the artists that we ended up with, world-class artists for this event. We have Sean Lennon, i.e. Sean Ono Lennon, son of John, and Charlotte Kemp Mule, his partner. They'll be doing a piece. We've got Everclear's Art Alexakis. He's going to be doing his unplugged version of his big hit, Santa Monica. We have Kathy Richardson, who is the lead singer of Jefferson Starship. I mean, Kathy Richardson, who is texting all of our texts. She's retweeting and all of our tweets and everything right now. Kathy and Grace Slick wrote the song. It's called It's About Time, and it is about time. It's all about women, and I mean, I just say the name, and it gives me chills. It's so fabulous. And we've got Chris Matthews and Heather May. Chris is outstanding. We've got Allie Handel and Patricia Bahia and Emily Ann Peterson. Now, this is an artist that everybody needs to know. She has done a song called it's called Dr. Ford, and it's about the Kavanaugh hearings. And, Matt, it'll make you cry. It makes me cry. It's going to make all the people out there cry. It's amazing. And then, finally, we have the techno pop group called SHSH. And lastly, Nancy Sanchez, this outstanding Latina performer, who is doing a song called Say Something, along the lines of, if you see something, say something. And all of the music is world class. We're so, so proud to present it.
And once again, this is going to be happening coming up here tomorrow at 7 p.m. It's on Women's Equality Day. This is going to be up on Facebook. Is it Facebook Live, right?
It's Facebook Live at ERA Minnesota.
At ERA Minnesota.
And anybody who has seen the movie Equal Means Equal will also recognize Kamala Lopez, the producer, director, star of that award-winning film. She's been on my show in the past, and she is our MC. Out of Hollywood, fabulous.
Betty, this has been a lifelong challenge for you. It is embarrassing. It still is a challenge, and the reason why is this should have been passed years ago, decades ago. But here you are. I commend you on the fight. I mean, perseverance is not the word to call this, what you have been going through here. But you've been out there. You've been the forefront of this. You're going to continue the fight. And hopefully after this election cycle, we'll get the correct people in the Senate to lead the Senate to finally catch Minnesota up to the modern day. That would be a wonderful thing.
And just so you know, I told my daughter, I was just saying that one of the presidential candidates for the first time has put the Equal Rights Amendment in their platform.
Mm-hmm.
I said, darling, you don't understand this, but this is the first time in your lifetime that a president has done that. Now, in my lifetime, there was Carter, and there was even Nixon supported it. Ford and Betty Ford supported it, but it died with Reagan. It died in 1980 and died after that for a long period of time. Well, nothing really dies. As you know, no legislation or any law is set in stone. And this is the revival, and we have a huge revival for the Equal Rights Amendment. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, let me just say one other thing, and that is that equal rights, when we put in equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex, that's the 24 words of the Equal Rights Amendment. When we put that into the U.S. Constitution, it's for all. It's for women, men, LGBT, non-binary individuals. Everybody will benefit, and our economy will tremendously benefit. We've seen it in countries all around the world that when you give women and men equal rights, it strengthens the economy.
Face the Music for ERA tomorrow night, 7 p.m. It's at ERA Minnesota on Facebook. It'll be a Facebook Live broadcast. Betty Folliard. Betty, thank you very much. I appreciate the time and all my best. As we, hopefully this fight, we can be done with this early next year. I really hope we can be.
Thank you, and you are a treasure, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That made me blush.